Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogo.com. My name is John Mullins, and in this show we're going to discuss using the truncate command instead of the delete command, and vice versa, when to use one versus the other, in other words. To learn more information about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions you would like to ask me, please use the question and comment boxes provided. All right, let's talk about truncate versus delete. All right, whether you've been in the industry a long time or a short time, you've probably heard of both of those. Both of them are going to do kind of similar things, basically remove data. Now, there are some distinct differences between delete and truncate, and we need to go through what those are. So let's talk about the syntax of each first, and then talk about when we should use one, when one might be beneficial over the other. So with the delete command, let's start there. It's considered to be a DML command, so it's a data manipulation language command, which means we can take control and either do a commit or rollback based on whether or not we think the statement was successful or not. So with it, we can take control. The truncate command is considered to be a DDL command, data definition language, which means it does an implicit commit when it finishes. We have no control over that with the truncate command. All right. With the delete command, we could have a where clause. The where clause is optional with the delete. Without the where clause on the delete, we're going to be getting rid of every record. Otherwise, we can add a where clause and get rid of a subset of records. The truncate command, no where clause. It's not even an option to use with the truncate command. So with the truncate, no where clause involved there. All right, now, what are some of the other differences between these two commands? So you have to ask, you know, what is your intent? You know you need to get rid of some data. You need to remove some data. What's your intent? Do you need to get rid of all the data? Do you need to get rid of some of the data? How much data is there that you're going to be reading through? Because the delete gives you the opportunity to do a rollback or to undo the delete prior to you deciding to do the commit, he has to keep track of the records that are being deleted through the undo management feature. And that can slow down the performance quite a bit if you have any volume of data at all. The truncate, on the other hand, since you don't get an opportunity to do a commit or rollback, he's going to run much faster in that case because he doesn't have to keep track of that. So we have two different terms here that you may have heard of. We have undo and redo. They're really two different things. Undo is something we can do prior to committing. So if I issue a delete and it says, oh, you deleted 10,000 records, and I say, oh no, that's not right, and oh, I see why, my where clause was incorrect, I can still do a rollback. It's going to use undo to do that. Redo is what's used for restore and recovery after something's been committed. So redo is after a commit, undo is before a commit, and we need to be aware of the differences between the two. So in this particular discussion on this radio show, we're talking about undo. All right, some other differences between delete and truncate. So you need to decide, what is my intent? Some of the records, all the records. Now, if you only want to get rid of some of the records, is it an easy choice? Or you could go ahead and do delete because the truncate doesn't have a where clause. Maybe that's the case. But there might be some workarounds we can use and still do create some temporary tables and do some truncates and things like that. But most people are just going to kind of look at it and say, it's pretty black and white. If I'm going to do a subset, I have to do a delete. All right? Again, kind of consider how many records you're talking about there before you decide on that, however. Now, one of the other big differences between delete and truncate is once those commands are done, by default anyway, the delete will not lower what's called the high watermark in a table. And the bottom line is the truncate will. Okay, let's talk about what is the high watermark in a table. The high watermark in a table basically identifies the highest point that data has ever been in that table. You can kind of Think about it like filling up a bathtub with water. The water goes up to a certain point, and then you turn off the water. And then when you're done with the bath, you drain the water. But there might be a ring around the top of the tub that shows how high the water's been. That would be your high water mark. It's the most water that's been in the tub at any point in time. High water mark in a table's the same way. Well, we just mentioned that a delete does not lower the high water mark, and truncate does. Now, how does that affect us in writing our SQL code after that point? Well, in Oracle, if you do a say we do a select against a table, and Oracle decides to read the entire table to get the result set, in other words, does not use an index, he has to read every block in the table up to the high water mark, okay? Whether there's any data in those blocks or not. That can be quite slow if our high water mark is extremely high and we have considerably less amount of data at this point in time. Think about this. Let's say I have a table and I say delete from table name. And in that table I had 10 million records. And by doing the delete that I just did with no where clause, I just deleted every record in the table. There's no more records left in the table. The high water mark is still at that 10 million row level, and it's based on the blocks that those rows were initially or originally included in. Okay, but the table's empty right now, and I just did a delete from it. Now, to kind of confirm my delete, I do a select count asterisk from the table just to confirm that there's zero records. So I type in select count asterisk from the table name, semicolon, hit enter, and it just sits there. And I'm waiting. And eventually, 2 minutes later, it comes back and it says zero records. Now, what could take it so long to tell me that there's actually zero records in the table? Well, here's why. Remember, when Oracle decides that he's going to read the entire table to give you the result set and not use an index, he has to read every allocated block up to the high water mark, even if those blocks are empty. I had a 10 million row table and I just deleted every row. The high water mark is still very high, and now I do a select. What does he have to do? He has to read every block up to that high water mark just to determine there's zero records. Now, if I've done a delete there and my intent is I'm not going to reload data in a fast fashion, in other words, fill it back up to the high water mark, I may want to consider lowering the high water mark. And I can do that, say, through an alter table command, shrink space option, and to lower the high water mark there. So again, I can use an alter table command to lower the high water mark after a delete. I have to enable row movement first. It's a very simple process. You can go out to the internet and do a search on lowering high water mark in Oracle, and you'll find the steps necessary to do that. But it's basically enable row movement, do an alter table, shrink space. Now, what about the truncate? If I had that same 10 million row table and I did a truncate table on it and I removed all 10 million rows and then I did the same select count asterisk from it to confirm that there's zero rows left, boom, it's going to come right back almost instantly, because the truncate by default will lower the high water mark, and so if he doesn't have to read all those empty blocks up to the high water mark. So that's going to be very fast. So if your intent is to get rid of every row in a table, use truncate instead of delete. If you have to use the delete command because you only want to get rid of a subset of the rows, consider afterwards lowering the high water mark. That could improve your performance for any queries that have to read the entire table. Otherwise, remember the other differences between the two. Where clause versus no where clause, being able to commit and roll back versus not being able to do that. I hope you enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question or comment box. If you're interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for John Mullins. If there's a show you would like me to do, you can let me know by using the question and comment box. Thanks for your time today, and remember to tune in to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com.